Welcome to another episode of Pardon the Confusion. I am Stephanie.
And I am Wendy.
And we are here to talk about the NWSL season.
Yes. Well,
more specifically, we're going to be mainly focusing on Angel City. Because we have been going to the games lately. Like, the majority since last year, the home games.
Yes.
So we're going to try and focus on that and what we experience at the games and other crazy turbulence.
Bad calls.
Yeah, bad calls, turbulences, or whatever. I can't speak English today, apparently. And yeah, so we might even slip in some Spanglish in there too.
Yeah.
To our Spanglish supporters. but anyways, Wendy, yes. How's your week been?
It's been pretty hectic trying to get used to, new schedule, new career.
Yes. Now that you're back, we can, back in the same city, we can go back to our schedule-y new weekly podcasts. So that's going to be fun. And then I'm going to have you here at the house more often.
Yeah.
And when our schedules are the same, we can hang out more and do dumb stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they will be kind of similar only because I'll be working nights.
Yeah.
But, well, we shall see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be fun. Okay. Well, anyways, so home game at Angel City versus Gotham.
Gotham City.
Gotham FC. What were your initial feelings about the first game?
I was mainly excited for the first game. I was really looking forward to it, but I was not expecting the outcome.
Yeah, me neither. And then the team, honestly, from everyone that left. I was kind of anxious, I guess, because we lost a lot of the midfielders, a lot, and at some point I was like, so they were struggling in the midfield towards the end, especially after they lost Kristen.
Yes,
and I was like, shit, what's gonna happen? You know, hopefully off season. And then free agency kicked in, but then that also meant that Angel City lost the rights to Julie Ertz.
Oh, I know.
So it really kind of worried me, I guess, because I was like, okay, free agency is upon us. Hopefully Angel City is going to go out there and spend money for the likes of Tobin Heath, because she had said that
she would go, you know?
Yeah, she said that she wanted to, I guess, basically retire out in California.
Yeah.
So San Diego, LA, you know, cool. But nothing's happened. Because I'm in the Angel City groups or whatever. And someone had mentioned, oh, well, yeah, Tobin signed in December. I was like, okay, but why haven't they announced anything, you know? So... And they told me, oh, it's a very reputable source. I was like, okay.
But nothing happened.
So I was like, okay. That just I guess, kind of keep an eye on. And then Tobin has been going to a lot of the Angel City events.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know? And, well, yeah, nothing came out from that as far as we know. And then... Okay, so we lost Julie Ertz. I thought maybe Angel City was going to go for Morgan Bryan or Gal Trot now.
Oh, yeah. I really love her.
Yeah, or maybe Danny Colaprico, Di Bernardo. I was like, okay, you know, we have some good midfield free agents out there. Hopefully we can find or maybe they can get some really good free agents out there. But nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then And then the one thing that I do remember, it was the Matthias. But I'm like, but she's a defender. Maybe if they can play her as a CDM role, mm-hmm. it would probably help. Mm-hmm. And then, well, guess what?
What?
She's injured.
Oh, damn.
So I don't know if all these players are coming out here to just get fucking injured. Oh, man, that fucking sucks. And so then, you know, the draft started to come up upon us. Mm-hmm. And Angel City traded a player that they got from Portland, and they got money, and so we got the number one position for the draft, and we got Alyssa Thompson.
Yes.
And dude, we knew she was good. She played for the U.S. women's national team at Wembley. Mm-hmm. She was pretty good too. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I was like excited. I was like, okay, cool. And then I mean, she can do for now, for like, I guess the return for when Kristen Sydney come back.
I was all like, Sydney's injured, Kristen is still injured, what else?
Yeah. And so like Freya would have to get creative. Mm-hmm. And then with all the missing pieces in the midfield, like Danny Weatherholt, she's been doing good as a CDM role.
Oh yeah, she has.
She's been doing really good. And Savannah, I don't know, lately, I don't know, she just hasn't been seen like she's on her game, or maybe it's just me.
Do you think it's like, know how a lot of players get like the first day jitters, like the first game jitters, butterflies, where they're all like, oh crap, it's a new game, new season, and they just, you know how some players kind of, it takes them like a little while to get used to the groove again?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, could be.
I hope so,
because she's on fire.
Yeah,
like she's on it. But it could also have been like the weather.
Oh yeah,
the weather over there in Florida. I don't know if it was humid. I'm pretty sure it was hot, but mm-hmm. you know, maybe the humidity got to them, because we're not in California right now. Mm-hmm. It's just been cold.
Mm-hmm.
There's been no humidity. It's just been cold.
It's been cold, and then it's been raining.
Yeah, so they're not used to that right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just been like kind of, she's been just kind of off for me, the way I've been seeing her. She's just been kind of off.
Yeah.
So then we kept Lily Nabe and Clarice Lebion.
And we lost him.
We lost Tyler Lucy to North Carolina. I know that one hurts. That one hurts. And then we also lost Kerry Roccaro. Mm-hmm. So I know you're like you're like indifferent about her. You're like, okay, Kerry Roccaro. And then so yeah, we only got Matthias. Oh, and then we'll. Vanessa Giles is not back. She's still out on loan. They loaned out, what's her name? The Jamaican player? Allison Swaby. Mm. They loaned her out. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like we have Alyssa Thompson. Mm-hmm. We still have Simone Charlie. Mm-hmm. They gave Spencer a 2-more-year contract, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine Spencer. And then the surprise was Scarlett Camberos.
Oh yeah.
And then Katie Johnson. So we got two Mexicans on the team.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And we're really excited, because I know this is going to be even better. And then, because they have that
drive,
that connection also. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, you know, I thought it was going to be a fun. It's going to be fun.
It is.
So we go on to the first game. Yeah, I know. The first game, everything is, you know, everything. We're all happy. We're all chilling. And then freaking Alyssa Thompson.
Oh, yeah. Right in the first couple minutes.
Dude, she's such a beast.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, dude, the way this crowd exploded.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it's like the whole stadium shook.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking awesome. We're like, oh yeah, you know, starting off on the right foot. Yeah, you know, let's go. And then you can tell, you can even tell from the players, they're like, yeah, let's go, let's keep going.
Yeah.
And then we have the a mistake by the defense in Gotham.
Oh yeah.
And June gets it. June gets it and she fucking kicks it because she saw the goalie was out of her line, out of whatever. She was off her line.
Yeah.
And she like, chipped it. Yeah, yeah, she chipped it and it was the goal. Dude, yeah, that was fucking awesome. Because we love June Endo goals. Because June Endo is...
It's always a surprise.
It's she's such a workhorse. Mm-hmm. So we love June Endo. Mm-hmm. And then...
It got taken away.
It got taken away.
I was mad.
I was like, what the fuck? They went to the bar. They stopped on anything and they were like, oh... You could see the ref.
Yeah.
Was talking on the headset or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're like, what?
Yeah.
And like the thing where they have the VAR is close to our section. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, in my mind, I was just like, you better not make the wrong call, ref.
Yeah.
You know, because they screwed us with the America versus Angel City game.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Angel City?
Yeah, So I was like, okay, you know, whatever, first game, first VAR check, whatever. And so they go, and it turns out that apparently from what everybody was telling me, because I didn't see it that side, the people on the other side of the section of the stadium, they're like, oh, yeah, you could see, like, Danny was standing in front of Kelly, and then something, like, I guess Kelly moved, and she tripped on herself. Mm-hmm. And then they called it as a foul.
Yeah.
On Danny. And we're like...
I just don't understand why they would take away the goal if June wasn't even close to them.
Yeah.
Like, what does that have to do with
the goal? Well, because they were saying it was a foul before the goal.
Oh, my God.
So that's why they're like, oh, no, well, we're taking away her goal because there was a foul on the play. And, like, yeah, they show it on the screen, like, on the big screen. So, yeah we could kind of see. So, we're like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, then they keep playing. So, it's still, they're winning 1-0. Mm-hmm. And then the Angel City defense fucks up. And then, I forgot, I think it's the player from Iceland. She gets the ball. And then she was going forward. And then she kicked it or something. Mm-hmm. And Didi Haricic... Like, she blocked it, but the player fell.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And she fell, and they're like, oh, you know, whatever. They got up, and they continued playing because she got the ball. Mm-hmm. But then the ref stops. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, they're going to go to the VAR, VAR, whatever, check. Mm-hmm. We're like, what the fuck? What for? Like, from where we were sitting, we could see that she didn't even touch her.
Yeah, she didn't.
She didn't touch her at all. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, you know, whatever. So they go, the check. And even on the big screen when they were showing the replay, you could see
that she didn't touch
her. That she didn't touch her. Yeah. And the fucking ref gives the penalty for Gotham.
Yep.
The moment of rage.
Everyone
felt it. I felt. We're like, what? Yeah. Like, VAR really screwed us.
Yeah.
And then after that happened, you can tell that all the players, they kind of, the morale went down.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
And you could just see, like, in a way, I was also, because you know how Alyssa Thompson would pass by us when she was making her runs. Mm-hmm. When she would come back down, you could see the face of, like, desperation.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm thinking, I hope Angel City isn't putting too much pressure on her.
Yeah.
Because then this is going to, it's going to, what happened to Mallory Pugh, or Swanson, Mal Pugh Swanson, might happen.
To Thompson.
To Alyssa Thompson.
Yeah.
And so I'm really hoping they're not putting too much of that pressure. On her to be like, oh, give me your best, and like, only give me your best, you know, all that, you know, because you need to be able to, like, balance her.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's like, it should all be a team effort and not only fall on her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I hope they're putting that mentality where it's like not about one player, it's about all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, as you know, it's a team sport.
Yes.
So let's hope they're not putting too much pressure on her. But yeah, you could see the morale just went down after that pen call.
Yeah, like it was like they were lost.
Yeah, it's like, and then like because we noticed in the first half, mm-hmm. everyone was meshing.
Yeah,
the midfield was fucking awesome.
Connections and everything.
Yeah, and then after that happened, the midfield started getting lost, and then I remember in one of those plays, you could see Christy Mewes coming down, mm-hmm. and no one was doing anything.
Yeah, I know. I was all like, nobody's covering
her. Yeah, I was like, nobody's covering her. Like, why aren't they, like, why aren't you guys paying attention? And, like, what's going on? Like, you guys basically let Christy Mewes come down from the defense all the way down to the front, and mm-hmm. she's making all these plays. So I was like, why is no one on her?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And everything kind of started going downhill from there. Mm-hmm. The forwards, the attack, everything from Gotham was just getting better. The defense was just losing it. Mm-hmm. And we were just trying to figure out, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, and we know that happens, but shouldn't...
Like, they need to get back up.
Yeah, you know? Shouldn't they be fighting?
To get back.
Yeah, to get mm-hmm. back in it, to fighting to the end, basically. Yeah. And, yeah, then wonderful, wonderful Lynn Williams. She is such a beast, and she's so fast. Mm-hmm. I was just like, there's going to be a moment. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she fucking scores, and mm-hmm. we're down 2-1. Mm-hmm. And you could see that Gotham was just still attacking and attacking and attacking. I was just like, what the hell?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, yeah. So they were, the defense was just like, you can tell they were kind of gassed.
Yeah.
And then the one other good thing that came back for this season is Sarah Gordon came back.
Oh, and I know. She's, yes.
Sarah Gordon is back. And I was like, yes, mm-hmm. Sarah Gordon.
She was making plays.
Dude, she is such a beast. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved watching her play at Chicago. Mm-hmm. Now that she's at Angel City, I'm like, yes. Mm-hmm. We got one of the best defenders mm-hmm. of the league.
Yeah.
And it is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So she was saving a lot of the butts.
Yeah.
Of the defense.
Yep.
And, yeah, I was just like, what?
Yeah, because I remember the only time I've actually seen her play in person was when we went to go see Portland Thorns versus Chicago Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. We went to Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw her. She was pretty good. But then that's the only time I've seen her play in person. So seeing her in person this year.
Yeah.
It was really, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you could tell, like... That I don't know what is it. I don't know if it's like better when you see them live than mm-hmm. it's just when you're just like TV magic, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you're seeing them live, you're just like, oh, look, you could see facial expressions. You're mm-hmm. like seeing how hard they're working. And mm-hmm. it's a really, really, really cool experience.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really fun to see them play in person.
And we get to go to the games.
I know.
We finally have the teams in California that we wanted to. So I'm so excited for that. So, yeah, the game we ended up losing. Angel City ended up losing.
Everyone was pissed.
Everyone let the ref know how they felt about
it. Yeah. Yeah, and then what was funny is that some of the fouls we got, like, on the, like, what is it, Gotham versus Angel City, the mm-hmm. one that fouled us, mm-hmm. they never replayed it. They never, like, did
the VAR. You're talking about the Simone Charlie call?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, see, that one play, because I follow this guy, Eduardo, mm-hmm. on Twitch. Mm-hmm. He passes all the Liga, well, some of the Liga MX Femenil games, mm-hmm. and the majority are NWSL games. So that he does it specifically for the Spanish speakers, so the mm-hmm. Spanish speakers that don't know about the NWSL, they can go there. He narrates it in Spanish. So they can see where all these Mexican players that play in the U.S. coming from, you know?
Yeah.
So you can kind of, you know, let them know, oh, Maria Sanchez, she's here.
Yeah.
I wish she was with Angel City, but that's okay. Diana Ordóñez, she's Houston too. And now we have Katie Johnson, who was actually recently called for the next Mexican women's national team call-up. And we have Scarlett Camberos. And we have a couple other Mexicans on the team. So that's why he does it. And I thought that was pretty cool. And there's a like a group of really cool people in his Twitch stream. So because of that, I'm always going on there. And he and I asked him, because he was streaming the game. Because a lot of the people in the stream were like, why didn't he, like, the ref check the VAR and all that shit, right? So I called, I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, you were watching the game, you were streaming the game. What did you see that we didn't get to see, or why they didn't even go to the VAR to check it? And he was like, yeah, I understand that one. But first it looked like she was clipped outside. So I was like, okay, whatever. So that kind of like answered my question. Like, why didn't he go to the VAR? Yeah, he gave it, he gave them
the one outside,
the one outside, whatever, you know, but, yeah. Cause like from where most, like we were sitting, we for sure thought that Simone Charlie was clipped inside the box.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked him. I'm like, hey, where did you see it, or why didn't they check? And then he was like, oh, so she was clipped outside, but they still should have checked, you know, VAR checked. But yeah, that's why the call was the free kick or whatever was made from that side. I was like, oh, okay. So I wasn't going crazy. You're like, no, no one was going crazy. Yeah. So I was like, okay. Good. But yeah, see, that's why I kind of also like that he streams the majority of the Angel City games, because when we're there and there's like calls or anything like that, that I that should have been checked or whatever, I just quickly text him or whatever. And I'm like, hey, why? And he gives me the TV perspective. So it makes sense.
Yes.
So it helps. But yeah, and from where we were, like, okay, why aren't they checking the VAR? You could see the whole crowd. The whole crowd was going, was pissed. Crazy. They were booing. They're like, why aren't you checking the VAR? All that shit. And then you could see some of the players even doing the VAR thing.
Yeah. And we were like, all like, V-A-R.
Yeah, everyone was screaming, V-A-R. And then, so that shit was fucking crazy. And yeah, so, you know, it ended up not being... Like, they had, they got the free kick. Didn't get much from it. It's okay, I guess. So, yeah, we ended up losing that game. And I was just like, hopefully they quickly recover and see how we start off. So, the second game, which was yesterday's game, I actually watched the majority of it. All of it. Yeah. And... You were out in your world. And yeah, so the beginning of the game, my first thought was like, so Scarlett Camberos was announced. I was like, is Scarlett Camberos going to play?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I am so excited because she's such a fun and awesome player. So I was like, oh, I hope she plays. And then I saw, like, a couple of days ago, I saw that she traveled with the team. So I was like, hopefully, hopefully she gets some minutes. And then... Because now Freya is actually, Coach Freya is actually making subs.
Yes,
she,
I know.
Dude, she didn't make much of any subs.
Last season. I know.
And it, I was looking at the stats for Stephanie Ferrer, one of the players that they let go. Stephanie Ferrer only had, like, I guess, I think it was like an hour and six and an hour and 90 of play time all season. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's why I'm not surprised that a lot of the players got injured.
Because she never changed them.
Yeah, she was like working them to the bone, and that's why a lot of the players got injured.
Mm-hmm.
So this season, when she started making changes, and we're like, oh shit.
Yeah,
she's like, making changes.
Yeah.
So that's why. So in this game, like the way that they started, that midfield still looked disjointed to me.
They don't. Like, they have a connection at the beginning, but then I don't know what happens.
It's something. The game. Yeah, something happens throughout the game, especially the midfield. They just stop losing. Mm-hmm. Like they start losing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they get so disconnected sometimes. I'm just like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What happened from that point to this point?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what I noticed a lot is now Danny Weatherhold has been playing that CDM role.
Yeah.
So she's been doing
her job.
She's been a workhorse, dude. Yeah. She's been a workhorse. So I thought I was like, dude, she's back.
Mm-hmm.
And then Savannah, she's been on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first game, she was on it.
Mm-hmm.
This game,
it was like she was scared.
It was like something like wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like she was making a few more mistakes than she should have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Junendo.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she's such dude, we love how dynamic she is, dude.
Yeah.
She's such a fun to watch.
She's very animated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love her. She plays so good. Claire Emsley, still really good.
Mm-hmm.
Alyssa Thompson, kicking ass, breaking defenses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There was this one point in the game. I don't know if it was the first or second half. You could see she's running.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these.
Oh, yeah. The defenders?
There was like four defenders trying to stop Alyssa mm-hmm. Thompson. I was just looking at the TV like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could see, like, they were all scrambling and shit, dude. I was just like, oh, hell yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is fun. Yeah, and so I was just like, okay, this is going to be a fun season, especially.
Yeah.
Especially Alyssa trying to break defenses.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get in one of the other plays, you could see that Alyssa is running
mm-hmm.
and they foul her in the box.
Oh,
hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
It was like she got like.
It to me.
Taken out.
Yeah, she got taken out. And then like, you know, the way she kind of fell, I thought she looked like she was going to get a Charlie horse because it hit like she fell on top of the goalie and it hit her thigh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, ooh. So you can see when she got up, she started kind of limping.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then when the game progressed, I guess she, like, it started to bruise pretty easily. It might be me. But more maybe, like, the shadow or whatever of the way the screens were looking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looked a lot more brown on that thigh section. I was like, shit. Dude, she fucking bruised. So we got that.
Mm-hmm.
Got that pin.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes. I thought Savannah was gonna take it because
mm-hmm.
she got the ball, and she was going up to, you know, to take the pen. But then I guess they were checking still if it was a legit penalty or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Claire Emsley going up. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. Maybe they were trying to fake them out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Claire Emsley scores mm-hmm. one in the bag.
Yeah.
So and then there was one play where Paige Nielsen took out Julie Doyle.
Oh, yeah.
Hard, dude. I was like, oh. And, yes, Paige got a yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And I was just like, dude, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
After that, they bring in Messiah Bright.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the players from the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. She's fast. She's fast. And then there was this one play where she was coming down, and I think she took out Megan Reed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, she was coming in like a freight train and just took out Megan Reed. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dude, and I'm excited for her, even though she's not playing for Angel City. It's okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of exciting players that are coming in. But, yeah, she just took out Megan Reed like
mm-hmm.
like a rag doll.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah. And so, yeah, the way that she started meshing with Adriana, the Brazilian player, mm-hmm. the other Brazilian player, Fernando, mm-hmm. I was like, dude, they're going to be, if they get the hang or like of their defense, mm-hmm. they're going to be a really good team. Because mm-hmm. the way they had Adriana and Messiah, I was just like, dude, they're going to be a really good, like, troublemaking
team
attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so then Messiah, she's out doing her thing. I think one of the pass was by Adriana. She passed it to Messiah. And she's running, and I think Messiah has Megan Reed on one side and...
Oh, wasn't it Paige Nielsen?
Paige on the other side.
Yeah.
And she just like, you ain't taking me.
Yeah.
She just kicked that shit. I was like, oh.
I was like, whoa.
I was like, what happened? That, but you know what? Good for her.
Yeah.
Because that, like, the way, if you manage to take out Megan Reed and Paige Nielsen, props to you.
Yeah.
Props to you. So, yeah, they tied the game. And then I believe that's when... Did they go to halftime? I can't remember. But after they came, yeah, after they came back from halftime, Orlando was just attacking.
Mm-hmm.
They were just nonstop going. And then you could see, like, I guess to put it in a way, the way the midfield looked is like they were just like chickens running with their heads cut off.
Oh, yeah.
It was like bad. Scattered. Yeah, it was bad. And. Yeah. All these like really good dynamic plays that were going through them.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, dude, I was expecting like the amount of plays that were like, cause estaban pasando, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm expecting maybe 2-3 more goals
mm-hmm.
from Orlando.
Oh yeah.
But
I'm glad it wasn't though.
Yeah. But the defense, they hanged on.
Yeah.
So they were making a lot of the plays. Sarah Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Gordon should get another call-up, dude. She worked her butt off that game.
She's been.
Yeah. And one of our season ticket holder friends,
mm-hmm.
she went to Orlando to watch the game.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah. She was telling me that Sarah saved them so many times.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'm so happy she's back.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like honestly, this game probably would have been a really blowout game mm-hmm. if it wasn't for our defense. Our defense actually hung on. And then at one point it kind of shifted a little bit. And mm-hmm. then Angel City started attacking.
Yeah.
Started attacking. So I was like, okay, cool. So, and then as soon as you take out Alyssa Thompson and you bring in Simone Charlie. You could see, I don't know why they don't start Simone Charlie and Alyssa. But, yeah, Alyssa really, I mean, Charlie is mm-hmm. so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So the way she kind of gets away from the players and she really messes the defenses is really cool.
Yeah, I like seeing her play.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I don't know what is it about her, but she should have been starting more games,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they do that this year. But after we know what happens, because she got injured. Yeah, I really hope this isn't a trend. But no. Yeah, she got injured. And the way they were, like, in one of the parts where, because they were passing the doctors mm-hmm. were checking her. You can tell, like, in one of those, when he kind of pulled her foot. In a way, you can see her wincing. Mm. So I was like, shit, we just lost Simone Charlie. And then apparently from some of the people that were there at the game, they were like, oh, she was in a wheelchair.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, I don't know if they want to do that as prevention.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really hope it's not nothing too serious.
Oh.
So after that, they made a couple changes. They made changes. Freya made changes. She made substitutions.
Yeah.
And she put in Lily Nabe. She took out Paige because Paige is starting to play a little bit too dirty.
Mm-hmm.
and she was getting kind of desperate. Mm-hmm. So they put Emmy Vignola, and Emmy Vignola is such a good defender too. And she brought in Lily Nabe. So she was kind of doing, in a way that the way Lily Nabe was playing, she kind of looked like she was doing a lot of the CDM role as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then you could tell that Savannah was fucking tired too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there needs to be a rotation there so they can kind of give a break to Savannah.
Yeah.
Because Savannah, when she's on it, she's on it.
Yeah.
And when she's not, you could tell.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt about this game.
Yeah.
So, you know, they brought them in and the defense started to be a little bit more intact and more calm. Mm-hmm. So, and then after the whole Simone Charlie thing that happened, Scarlett Camberos came in.
Yeah.
So a lot of the Twitch people, because I was kind of simultaneously watching the game and listening to the narration of Eduardo.
Yeah.
The way that chat exploded.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, Scarlett.
Yeah.
You know, and a bunch of people were asking him. They're like, when is Scarlett going to play? Is Scarlett going to play? I think he got to the point where he was getting annoyed of all the questions. So it was funny. And yeah, I was watching the Twitch chat and it was funny. Because everyone, like, because the majority of the Twitch chat people that are in that group mm-hmm. are Americanistas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like the only little Tigre fan right there. So it gets pretty lonely being outnumbered. And so, yeah, you could, like, the Twitch chat, which is full of, oh, yeah, she's going in and all shit. Crackberos.
Oh, yeah.
So all the camberismo was full on in display. And, dude, yeah, for a player who, under the circumstances of how she landed at Angel City, mm-hmm. for a player who hadn't played for about a month, she still has it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, she probably got a private, like, trainer.
Yeah, lessons and all
so, that. So that she could still kind of keep up with the team. But, yeah, she kept up with the team. Mm-hmm. And the way Scarlett, Emma, and Savannah were connecting mm-hmm. was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So it really, really helped. And especially then when they brought in Katie Johnson to kind of replace the Simone Charlie.
Uh-huh.
It really helped because it shifted the forwards. Mm-hmm. So it shifted it in a way where you had Claire on that side. Mm-hmm. You had Katie a little bit inside in the middle, abajo, and then you have Camberos on the other side. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made it a little bit faster, a little bit more dynamic. So
more fluid.
Yeah, it was really good fluidity going on mm-hmm. right there. And yeah, it was just going. Now it was Angel City's turn.
Yeah.
To attack. Mm-hmm. So they were attacking, and I thought, ooh, here it comes. And then they're going to like the 90th minute, and then they put, I think it was 8 minutes extra from all the time wasted or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, you could still see Angel City's just attacking. They're not letting anything. They're like, dude, we have to win this. We have to. Because after what happened last week, this week they're like, nah, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they I think it was the 98th minute. Mm-hmm. And they got a corner. The corner comes and one of the defenders, the Orlando, la sacó. Mm-hmm. So then they go to the other side. And Claire Emsley is going to take it from the other side. Because one side is June, the other side is Claire, right?
Yeah.
So this side was Claire. And then you could see, like, they were all surrounding the goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. And so here she comes. Claire kicks it. Mm-hmm. And somehow in between all the defenders, and then there's a picture that resurfaced where you could see the goalie, the Orlando Morehouse, I think that's her name, was covering Katie Johnson's eyes.
What?
Yeah, and the other defender, the Orlando, was kind of grabbing her from the hips, mm-hmm. but somehow it ended up hitting Katie Johnson's head, mm-hmm. and it went in. Mm-hmm. Dude, the way that, like, I wasn't at the game, but dude, I was like, yes,
yeah,
we got one. I don't know why my teams keep winning and past at the extra allotted time, but I don't care. Yeah. And dude, oh my gosh, I was so excited because I was like, okay, we're gonna come back home mm-hmm. with 3 points, and then they're going up against Louisville. Oh, I think that's how you say their name. Louisville, Racing Louisville, this Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that extra energy, that extra effort that they put into it, it comes out.
I know.
For this coming weekend's game.
I hope so.
I hope so, because I just, I have a feeling that this year could be the year. Maybe it's just the crazy LA fan of me.
Yeah.
Of saying this, but I have a feeling that this year could be the year. Because if Freya gets her head out of her butt, mm-hmm. and right now with what the players she has, if she puts Alyssa in the middle mm-hmm. as your main striker, and she puts Scarlett Combettos on one side, Claire Emsley on the other side, our three mm-hmm. is going to be really good. If she somehow fixes the midfield, or if they get another player, it could be, like, our midfield could be better.
Yeah.
Danny is doing really good as a CDM right now. Mm-hmm. I still think we're missing one more player.
That
can help the middle. Because, I was kind of hoping Tobin would have come by. Mm-hmm. But nothing has happened with that. And then recently, Julie Ertz was called into the U.S. Women's National Team. Everyone thought that she was going to go and play for Angel City, because to kind of stay close to her husband who plays in Arizona. Mm-hmm. But me, I personally, I think she'll probably go to San Diego. I personally think. Because if the so-called person that told me that Tobin had signed already, mm-hmm. Then, you know, como se llama, they're probably not going to sign Julie. Mm-hmm. Which she would be a lot of tremendous help as a CDM. Because you can also shift back into this as a center back too.
But then again, she gets injured a lot too.
That is true. That's the same thing with Tobin.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But the thing about Tobin is that she has a lot of
knee.
Yes. Issues. But she has a lot more creativity when it comes to the midfield.
Yes.
So it would kind of really messes up other defenses. And it helps.
She's still my favorite, though.
Yeah.
Besides Lucy.
Lucy. So, yeah, that's why hopefully they've already already signed a midfield. Mm-hmm. And they introduce her soon. Mm-hmm. But the person, like the analytical person in me, says that if Julie signs with the California team, it's gonna be San Diego. Mm-hmm. But who knows?
I hope. But then again, it makes sense though.
Yeah. And I don't know. We're hoping for the best for hopefully we do get Tobin. I don't know. It'd be fun.
I think if we do, they're gonna pay a lot for her.
Well, yeah.
So I'm like.
And then, like, imagine, let's say, ya que regresen. Kristen Press, mm-hmm. Sydney LaRue. Mm-hmm. Like, how is our forward situation, like our front line, gonna look?
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, you could put Kristen as a, como se llama, one of the wingers. Mm-hmm. In the middle, you could put Sydney. Mm-hmm. On the sides, you could put Alyssa or Scarlett, mm-hmm. and kind of interchange them. And then Alyssa can also play you as a striker, mm-hmm. which would be cool too. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, once everyone is is injury free, that's going to be an interesting situation and how Freya's going to rotate them.
I know. I don't know. We shall see.
Yeah, and then I'm just, please. Hopefully they get some midfield help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They need to find, like, a good rhythm.
Yeah, because the midfield is what, like, it's what's killing the team, the midfield.
Not that they're, like, bad players. It's just that there's no connection
so far. Yeah, it's just, it's because you're putting players in positions that
they're not used to.
They're not used to. Mm-hmm. So what do you expect, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's what they're doing. So it just kind of makes it hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to love the LA team, though.
Yeah, I do.
So we're excited for the rest of the season.
Let's see what this season brings.
Yes.
Is that all the things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well, then.
How are we going to outro it?
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
We'll see you guys again next weekend. Yeah. Next Monday. So we can talk about that home game, because we're going to be going to that game, right?
We should. I still have to figure out if I work or not.
So, and then we can talk about that game.
Yeah.
And if I have any other questions, I'll just ask Eduardo.
Yeah.
And the Twitch stream.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Blow up the podcast on the Twitch stream.
Oh, I will. They already told me.
Oh, her, yeah.
Him, Eduardo, and Sergio, they were like, oh, yeah, let us know, please.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm going to try and speak in some Spanish, but I'll try.
Yeah.
But our Spanish is not that great, bros.
Yeah.
All right. So
I try.
Yeah, we try. So thanks again, guys, for listening. And we should be back to our regularly, hopefully, Monday schedule.
Yes.
Episodes.
Yeah. And then we'll catch you guys on the next one.
All right. See you guys.
Toodaloo.